It's an interesting halacha. I'm not sure what it means. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mishnichnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha. Mishnichnas of Matin Besimcha. Mishnichnas of Matin Besimcha. So the Gemara has all sorts of ways I was supposed to do it with this Avelis. The 9 days is one Avelis for Shechabo. It's a different Erev Tishba. It's a different Erev Tishba after Chatzos. It's a different Mafsek. It's a different. There's a build up. Very clearly defined build-up of things that we have to do in order to get to that point of the full avelus of Tisha B'Av. Mishnichnas Adar, Mar Mesimchah, Mar never tells us what to do. First, if you listen, first we have to understand what is the Simcha of Purim and the type of Simcha it's supposed to be, the reason for the Simcha, and what exactly during Chodesh Adar we're supposed to do. The Megillas Esther is a very strange Megillah. Megillas Esther begins with a story. This big drunken feast. If you know anything about ancient history, describe all these big feasts. They ate and they drank. All called Taibi Shabola. Eating, shikris, nus, everything. Mishnah Sholosh the Mochel, he made this big drunken feast. Vashti, then he made another feast for 7 days. And Vashti made a feast. All was being, and people were drinking, eating, having a great time. At the end of the Megillah, what do we have? Not defined in such terms, but they also have Yom Mishta V'Simcha. A very big difference between the two. And that is the sort of what Purim's about. What was Achashverosh's big celebration? Who was Achashverosh? Who was Vashti? Achashverosh was the son-in-law of Belshazzar. Belshazzar was a king. And at that time, after the Churban HaBayis, they knew there was a Nevuah. Nevuah that after 70 years, Klal Yisrael would go back. And if 70 years went by without Klal Yisrael going back, so they knew that they had conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael. So Belshazzar made a cheshbon. When that 70 years is going to be over. He made a very big suda when that 70 years happened. And he was struck dead at the suda. Belshazzar had a daughter that was Vashti. And Vashti fell in love with a stable boy called Achashverosh. He became the king. Now, the two things happened. He made a different cheshbon of when the 70 years is going to be over. And for him, it was a double thing. He was never 100% secure in his malchus because he didn't come from a family of malchus. He married Vashti. And so he first, at the time of the cheshbon, that the 70 years was over, he made a suda. And to celebrate that his conquest over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael in the Torah. Number one, but he was going to use that opportunity to solidify his malchus. And Shalosh the Malchah, Three years. Also, Mishnah v'chalsor v'avodos. Everyone showed them all his wealth and his power, and that wealth and power had come at the expense of the Churban Habayis. Those, and then he made a Mishteh of tremendous Mishteh Shivas Yomim. And here it goes in Hashkos B'chay Zohov Kalim Mikalim Shonim. Because at the first Suda, he was very nervous. His father-in-law Belshazzar had made a Suda to celebrate the victory over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he struck dead at the Suda. Now he made this Suda for 180 days and nothing happened. Apparently, he had won. He beat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, to celebrate that, he made the Suda in Shushan Abira and the Hashkos B'chlei Zohov Kelim Mechelim Shom. We always sing that to the tune of Eich. Why? During the first Suda, he wasn't sure. Did he win over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he didn't win over HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who was victorious? Was he going to be, his fate going to be like his father-in-law? Or no, he'd win. And then when he won, he took all the kelim off the Beis HaMikdash that he had, and he made a big drunken feast, celebrating that real victory over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were getting drunk from using the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashiach Chados, ain't no nice. And Lassos Kitzon Ish V'Ish. And Chazal tell us, what does this mean, Lassos Kitzon Ish V'Ish? Lassos Kitzon Ish V'Ish tells us that every group of people had their own kitchen. The people, there are 127 provinces, so the people who are used for this food had this. And the Jewish people also had. And Achashverosh made sure that it was super bar kosher. And who was the mashgiach there? It was Mordechai. And at this bar kosher feast, celebrating the victory over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was taking out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and had all these people getting drunk, drinking from the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, it was a suda for Klal Yisrael. But it was God kosher. Gavashti amalta. Osa mishtei nosh. Vashti made a suda. Because this was the victory that escaped her father. And now she could rejoice. Her husband won over with the one where her father was defeated. But then, in the midst of all the drinking and the eating and the znus, Achashverosh wanted, so who's the real king? Who rules? Me or Vashti? One of Vashti coming, he was going to be Mavazavash. To show the throne belongs to me. Together with his, all of his taivas of eating and drinking and znus, the type of power, control, covet. She didn't come. And Memuchan, Ayin Muhammad, says they have to get rid of her. And because he was nervous about his wife Zeresh. That's the story. Very strange story. And Chazal tell us that why do we have to know about all of this? We have to know because this is what sets the ground, sets up the whole story of Lahash Milaharu Valbe, that's called And can ask yourself a question. It always bothered me. How dense could Klal Yisrael be? How insensitive could Klal Yisrael be? They went to a Suda, celebrating 70 years ago, when they were, their defeat was being celebrated. The Chil HaKdusha of the Beis HaMikdash was happening, with people getting drunk from all using the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. How insensitive could they be? When I was young, it always bothered me no end. I gave theoretical answers. I lived a little longer, and I've seen how life goes. Ahasuerus was a powerful king. At that point, the most powerful king in the ancient world, 127 provinces of the Persian Empire. The Persian Empire was the most powerful, was before the defeat, after the defeat by the Greeks, but they were still a deep, powerful empire. And all that power, people get attracted to power. They want to get close to power. They attracted to gold and silver. They want to get close to it. And that's why you're told, it's Oshik for Malchuso. It's Yokor, Yitferes Guloso. And then, what did he have in his palace? He invited him into his palace. Four carpas with cheles. Absolute luxury, and everyone was sitting, drinking, getting drunk on a golden couch. It's very attractive. But we're told Kedoshim Tiyah. What are we told Kedoshim Tiyah? We're told Kedoshim Tiyah, always keep in perspective what it means to be a Jew. If you don't remember what it means to be a Jew, the Goyim is going to teach you what it means. What it means to be a Jew is don't get impressed with the gold, don't get impressed with the silver, don't get impressed with the power and the might and the covet. Don't get impressed with it. We're not going to burn his teeth. For Shabbos Parshas Zohar, read the story of Shaul HaMelech. And he went on the battle to destroy Amalek. And he spared Amalek. He killed all of Amalek, but spared Agog. And why? Agog was a king. And he was a little nervous in front of the king. And what did the Nabi say? Kotan ato be'enefa. You felt yourself caught. Rosh Shifti Yisrael. Who do you represent? You represent Klal Yisrael. You also Moshechacha Hashem, you also Melech Al Amo Yisrael. You represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. The Melech Malchei Amlochim, the one who created the entire universe, the one who controls the entire world, has a small group of people that are his people, doing his will. And you represent them and you're leading them. And you were nervous in front of Agog, the king of Amalek, who represents evil. Don't get so impressed. Amalek was apparently a powerful nation, and the king was a powerful king. You just wiped them out because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to. And you against him. Remember, many years ago, in the 70s, when the local prime minister here was Golda Meir, she went to see the Pope, reading about it in Time magazine. And her comment to the Pope was, a small Jewish girl from a small town seeing the Pope? At that point I said, You want to represent the Jewish people, and you have to be nispoil from the leader of the biggest avodah zarah in the world. Jews sometimes forget who they are, what they are, what they represent. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, and it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no reason for us to be impressed by it. And then once you get impressed by it, you want to become close to it and get sucked into a lifestyle which is a total violation of everything the Torah stood for. Oh, what were they doing? So there was a special kitchen there. Glad Kosher, and Mahadrin, and Mordechai. As the Rav Marsha, the Mashgiach, the Morris says. And they were eating and drinking and getting drunk in an atmosphere of a total violation of everything the Torah represents. Because once they could get overawed by the world around them, once they got sucked into worshipping the power and the wealth and everything of Achashverosh, they lost balance. They lost balance. We're different people. We didn't survive for 3,500 years because we had the most powerful army. We didn't survive for 3,500 years who was the wealthiest nation or the biggest nation or anything. We survived for 3,500 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people have a whole different tachlis in this world. They have a whole different purpose in this world. Our purpose in this world is one and one only. Our purpose in this world is to be in Yam Hashem. Katan ato b'einecha. You're a katan. Oscha m'shocha Hashem Yosef. Melech al amo al Yisrael. You are the melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. Never forget that. We are not going to school. And it's a whole different lifestyle. But the moment you get sucked into that lifestyle, you lose perspective. And you lose such a feeling and understanding of Kedusha because you're in the midst of all that drunken taiva of the court of Achashverosh with the eating and the drinking and the znus and everything. Kedusha doesn't mean anything to you. And you can sit there in the celebration of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And doesn't mean anything. Can see Kalin of the Beis Hamikdash going drinking from it and getting drunk, and they'll let you drink from them and get drunk. Doesn't mean anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "This is my people." Hashem Haruah. I don't need such a people. So the Purim begins with a number of major lessons. And that is, first of all, a Jew. Shenene mi suda osa rosh. Hanoah from the suda of osa rosh. A Jew who understands what it means to be a Jew. Part of the Am Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, that we receive the Torah. Doesn't get to this spoil. Of all of the glory and the power of our Achashverosh. It all is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very far off concept from a lot of people's minds. They get very impressed. All those people who want to get close to this culture, that culture, get pulled into it, glorify it, because they're impressed with it. What's they be impressed with? You're an Am Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. He runs the world. He really believes he runs the world, controls the world. And you had this chus to be close to him, and you aren't. So once is a very slippery slope. And that slippery slope is you lose focus of what it means that you're a Jew. You focus what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as his nation and gave us a Torah and gave us the ability to live a lifestyle of Kedusha Tiyu, being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having an uplifted life. Then from the top, it goes all the way down the bottom. That's how Purim, that's how the story of Purim begins. How does the story of Purim end? The story of Purim ends, this is Suda. Very big difference between the Suda at the beginning and the Suda at the end. The Suda, the nature, the Suda at the beginning is the nature of any Suda that's based on Taiva, Taiva, Taiva. You think about one thing, yourself, yourself, yourself. It's my Taiva. I love that food. I love that this, that, everything I want. It's wonderful. It's indulging your entire self. That's one. Suda at the end is a Suda's mitzvah. What's a Suda's mitzvah? The Pasuk says. Kayim is a leim, yos osim is yom arbo aso. Chodesh oda, ve'eis yom chamisha aso, bo b'chol shana v'shana. Evel yom, yomei mishte v'simcha, mishloach monus ishtulei ehu, matanos lev yom. If a person is being sameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's leading an uplifted life, he knows it's not me, I share it with other people. The Rambam writes, beautiful Rambam, I'm writing Hilchos Yontif, that's the way he finishes off Hilchos Megillah. Yontif, he writes, Avol Shemin Rishon Noel Chatzos Beisa, close your house, say it's only for me. The only thing I care about. It's not Simchas Mitzel, Simchas Kreso. He as a Jew isn't being Sameach. His stomach being Sameach. And the Rambam says, She'ein Simcha Mufol Olam. There's no greater Simcha than Sameach Levum Lolam. To be able to give and to see people don't have that now they have. To share Simcha. To be mesameach other people. That's too simple. In the beginning, it's Achashverosh. Achashverosh uses human beings. Haman uses human beings. What does Achashverosh say? Haman tell Achashverosh, listen, I have a problem with Zeresh, my wife. If you're going to let Vashti get away with this, so therefore, Zeresh is going to act up to me. Let's kill Vashti, so therefore I'll keep Zeresh in her place. All of Achashverosh, he knows how to play in all of Achashverosh's insecurities. Achashverosh is a very insecure human being. Gemara said, he got rid of his wife because his advisor told him. Got rid of his advisor because his wife told him. They're very insecure people. And Haman knows how to manipulate all of that insecurity. Manipulating all of that insecurity. So then, in the end of the day, each person is just a pawn, using one person. I have my needs, and I'm going to just use all the people around me for my needs. That's Achashverosh. That's Tiger. That's the whole Hashchosa, and you forget about the midst of Kedoshim. Goshen to you says, never forget, you are basically here as a neshama. You're here to live an uplifted life, and that's the yisod of all of Yishka. And the violation of that is the first suit. The last suit, simcha shal mitzvah. Yeah, mishtav simcha, mishloach monos is raising their friends, share it with your friends, matonos levyonim. Ram says, the biggest simcha on Purim is what? The biggest simcha on Purim is being mesameach levum lolam. She'ein simcha mafor, there's no more exalted simcha than that. And therefore the Ram passes, you have to spend more on Atonis Levionim than in the parts of the Suda and all time, everything else that goes into Purim. That is, as we begin the move to Shnichnas Odom Marbin B'Simcha, we have to understand what Simcha is. Like reading the Oyza Ori B'Simcha, we saw some Yekor, get to it in more detailed way. We have to understand what a Jewish Simcha is about. Yes, the Jewish simcha at the end is mishte, everything. But everything is done as part of our avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uplifting our lives. So every part of our lives connects us even more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.